Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, as you walk into Hell's Kitchen, the restaurant, there's a picture, a massive kind of mural of Marco Pierre White on the wall in front of you, brandishing a meat cleaver. And at that point, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to upset him. And I was looking over. I just had a view of the kitchen because it's kind of open plan and you can see where all the celebrity chefs are. Mm. And they all look really stressed. And his eyes are really, really scary. You would not mess with him. And all the time, they're coming over going, do you want to complain? And I'm like, actually, no, I don't.
So you didn't?
I didn't. Well...
So you didn't try and wind him up or anything?
I didn't want anything to do with him because he, to me, is more scary than Gordon Ramsay could ever be.
He couldn't have done anything to you, apart from throw you out.
Mm.
Come on.
No. I'm going with Joe Wiley next week, so I'm going to wait for that.
Oh, right. And so then, once you've got Joe with you, you'll feel a bit safer.
it was all right, though. I mean, like, last year, I think, when the show was on, people were leaving because they didn't get any food at all. Like, they are turning out the food quite fast.
So are you going to tell us what you had?
Right, well, there was a bit of a problem. I ordered some mushroom thing, right? And then a bloke comes over and says, I'm terribly sorry, sir, we can't do the mushroom dish this evening. Could you choose something else from the starter menu? Because you have to choose whether you want the red team to cook it or the blue team to cook it, you see?
Okay.
And because I like Annika Rice, I went for the red team. On reflection.
That's what you based your choice of food on, like Annika Rice.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Okay, so they said we couldn't do the mushroom thing. So then I had to choose again. I was like, okay, I'll have the... I think it was some salmon thing.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, no, it was scallops. That's what it was. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever they are. Yeah. And then someone comes over and says, Chef really apologises, but no scallops this evening. I'm like, right, okay, so I've got to choose again. Okay, right, so I'll have some asparagus, please. I know, but that's all there was. So,
then and you still haven't complained at this point, you big girl.
Then there's some kind of... Well, the thing is, this isn't the chef's fault, is it? This is the people who work there. This isn't the people who are appearing on the show. It's not their fault. They're cooking up the food.
Well, yeah, but they're not cooking what you want.
Oh, well, So I ordered some asparagus. Then the mushroom thing that I'd originally ordered turned up. So that wasn't particularly good. The main course, what were you saying yesterday about Marco Pierre White's food being a little bit salty?
Just the one time I've eaten, I got taken to his restaurant. I thought he'd overdone the salt.
The salt was overdone again last night. I'm telling you.
There you go.
I had a nice piece of fish, but like every three mouthfuls, it was like, ugh, salt ahoy. And I like had to have gulps of water. Then.
Gulps of water?
Yeah. I was really well behaved last night.
No wine?
I had some wine, but like
not
two.
Not gulps of it.
No, not gulps of it. I didn't think that was best. Then, right at the end, I didn't have a dessert, but my friend who was with me had some strawberries and cream, right?
Right.
Blatantly tinned strawberries. Watch it tonight, right? On ITV1, because it'll be on tonight, what we had last night. Watch it and tell me that they are not tinned strawberries. I know what tinned strawberries look like off the 80s.
What do they look like?
They just look, they're not as firm.
Right.
Right? And they've got that horrible kind of juice with them.
So your big sell for tonight's show is tune in just to check whether my friend had tinned strawberries.
Tonight on ITV1.
Radio 1.
National.
Radio 1. Radio 1.
0777 4 9 1 4 0777 4 9 1 4. Now we play the messages that the Flirt Divert gets every Monday, and on Wednesday we get a celeb to read out the Flirt Divert text. Today, it's Brian Bellow, winner of Big Brother 8. He's a celeb for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, here's the first one. Because the phone is a normal phone, it gets texts all the time.
And pictures.
And pictures. Good morning.
Hello, Lorena. It's a shame you never made it today, but I want you to come out now.
Come out where? Come out as a lesbian? What?
Hello, Lorena. It's a shame you never made it today, but I want you to come out now.
See, most of these don't make sense, but I'm still quite hearing what people text to each other. Here's someone that said too much.
I love you so much, Kyle.
Kyle doesn't feel the same, does he? Because Flirt Divert number was on there. Here's a weird one.
Hi, babe. I got your number from your MySpace page. I thought you looked really fit. I'm at my mates, you see.
Why would you put your mobile number on your MySpace?
Yeah, but it's not because they've put the Flirt Divert number on MySpace.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I get it now. I forgot for a minute.
Duh.
Oh, you actually are going to speak to me. Love, Spanky.
I don't like people that are called Spanky.
Don't you?
No.
Have you had a bad experience with somebody called Spanky?
It's not that. It's just like, use your real name. It's like when we had, when we got the other Big Brother voiceover guy to read one out the other week.
Don't wake up, Mr. Cranky.
Mr. Spanky, Mr. Cranky, Kinky Bernard, do you remember him?
I don't think, yeah.
Just put your real name. You might get more luck. Is my advice to you.
You actually are going to speak to me, love Spanky.
I've not actually had any experience of anyone called Spanky, no.
Do you know who that could be?
Who?
Jonty from Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Why? He liked that kind of thing.
Yeah, he did.
Have you ever known anybody called Mr. Spanky?
No.
Okay.
Hey, babe, how's your night going? I've not long finished rugby, and I've just got out of the shower. What are you up to?
Well, when... that happens a lot on the text. Just got out of the shower. And I think that people are expecting some kind of response back. Do you know what I mean? I think they're feeling a little bit fruity, and I think they're like, ooh. I'll put, I've just got out of the shower, just to see what kind of response I get back. Yeah. But no response was given because they got Flirt Divert instead.
Is that what you do?
No, I don't. Here's a good one.
You always text me when you've just got out of the shower.
No, I when have I ever texted...
I thought you were naturally clean, and now I realise, oh, you're expecting a fruity response, are you?
I have never, ever texted you with the words, hi, I've just got out of the shower. Never, ever, ever. Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that.
Right, here's the one for the people of Cornwall.
Next time you get with someone Cornish, you need to be more honest about the size of your... It ain't even the size of my little finger. Good luck with the pudding.
They're very shallow in Cornwall, aren't they?
That's what it all comes down to,
very
in Cornwall.
Shallow.
Next time you get with someone Cornish, you need to be more honest about the size of your... It ain't even the size of my little finger. Good luck with the pudding.
Nice.
Hiya, how are ya? It's me, Kelly. How you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while. Kiss.
I like the way Brian says kiss. That's the only reason I like that one.
Kiss. 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 Kiss.
Thank you very much to Brian for reading out the Flirt Divert texts. We'll have another top celebrity next Wednesday. I know it is already. Ooh, it's A-list.
Is it a biggie?
Oh, it's a big one next week, I tell you.
Radio 1 podcast.
All right, so thank you for Brian for doing the Flirt Divert text. Did you hear him over the Moyles this morning? He got very excited at one point. See if you can make out what he's saying here.
See, he was rinsing Chanel in a text message, and Doreen is reading text message with Chanel. Doreen is reading the text message, going reading it out, and she's sitting next to Chanel, and then Chris goes, oh, yes, I fancy Chanel, but yeah, I don't like her no more. Chanel's saying it like...
Right, something about Davina reading text messages, and that's kind of all I got there.
Would this help if I'd have watched it?
Not at all, no.
I was like, that week, and then the following day, she's nice to everyone else, and it starts around with me. I'm like, Charlie, what's all that about? Blatantly, like, you're probably, like, mugging me off about it. And I was trying to rave her, and she's still shouting. I'm shouting, like, Charlie, I'm actually not shouting. And I thought, if you want to see me shout, Charlie, I'll shout at you.
Is Chris doing that laugh there where he's not 100% sure what he's saying?
Yeah, he's like, no idea. So we've created something for you now. Do you remember we did the brown noise once before, which is the noise that apparently if you play it makes you, you know, mess yourself. And then there was the posh noise, which only posh people could hear. And then there was the shopping trolley noise where it made shopping trolley wheels lock up.
Yeah.
All the people of Essex, I want you to turn your radio up right now because only people in Essex will be able to understand this next bit, okay? If you're in Essex, turn up the radio now. Everyone else, see if you get it or not, and let me know. 81199 presenting the Essex noise.
See, he was rinsing. I was like, so now when the text message that week, you were probably like mugging me off about it. Going read, and then the following did it out, and she's sitting next to Chanel, blatantly, like, oh, yes, the Frank. And Charlie, I'll shout at you. Don't like her no more. She's reading it, and I was trying to rather. Text message, and then Chris goes, she's not shouting.
This is National Radio 1.
A few people saying they didn't get it at all. John in Cornwall. making no sense, the Essex noise. That's because you're not in Essex, John, you donut. Tim in Rayleigh, that's Essex, says, yeah, I get that all day at work. Understood every word. And there's an English teacher who we're trying to ring back at the moment. Please answer your phone. We'll try and ring you again. Who says she gets that kind of noise from kids every day because she teaches in Essex. And she, if we want, could kind of translate it for us.
Let's try again, because the problem is the one that doesn't speak is trying to ring her back. But because we're talking, he's kind of whispering with his hand over the phone to try and get her to talk, which she probably thinks is that she's getting a dirty phone call.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. It's me from Radio 1. Answer your phone. It's not a rude phone call. It's just us trying to get you to translate the Essex noise.
See, he was rinsing. I was like, oh. So now when the text message, that week, you were probably like mugging me off about it. Going read, and then the following did it out, and she's sitting next to Chanel, about blatantly, like, oh, you have to thank. Charlie, I'll shout at you. I don't like her no more. She's reading, the, and I was trying to rather. Yeah, text message. And then Chris goes, you're not shouting?
John in Portsmouth, not getting it at all. Someone from Colchester understood absolutely every single word. Is he doing that thing where he's making that phone? Oh, hi.
Would you like to come? He's doing it a bit louder now.
Would you like to come and speak to Scott on the air?
Is that a yes now?
Is that a yes? Okay. Let's do it. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello. I was trying to ring you. Sorry if it sounded like a dirty phone call before.
I was driving home from school, sorry.
Right. So you teach in Essex. Whereabouts?
I am, and I'm an Essex girl. I teach in Braintree.
Okay, right. Translate this for me.
See, he was rinsing. I was like, oh. So now when the text message, that week, you were probably like mugging me off about it. Going read, and then the following did it out, and she's sitting next to Chanel, about blatantly, like, oh, you have to thank. Charlie, I'll shout at you. I don't like her no more. She's reading, and I was trying to rather. Yeah, text message. And then Chris goes, okay. Not shouting.
Right, okay, go on.
Right, my translation is this. I was sitting next to Davina, and a text message was being read out about Chanel, and Chris then interrupted and said, I don't like her anymore. And Brian couldn't believe that Chris would say that when he was sitting right next to Davina and Chanel. That would be what I get from it. Mugging me off, can't believe you're doing that to me. That would be my translation.
That is absolutely amazing.
I know, well, it's the whole assume. Essex dialect going on there.
Wow, so you must get that from your kids every day, right?
All the time.
Right. Wow, that isn't... Like, you could make money out of that.
I know, we're a whole little species on our own.
Like, you could go to other places in the world and become an Essex translator.
<That'd> be I should do dictionaries.
Wow.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, anyone see EastEnders last night? No?
No.
Right at the end of EastEnders. You know, there's always a big cliffhanger. Well, sometimes. Sometimes it's like, all right, Peggy, I think I'm going to make a cup of tea now. But sometimes it is quite dramatic.
Right.
Now, what happened was, I don't know whether you saw this, Peggy had prepared a birthday party in the Vic for baby Janet, right? Why can't they just have a party somewhere else at some point? I'm not being funny, but it's been on for, what, since 1963 or something. And it's always in the Vic. Have they got nowhere else to go to have a party?
Also, in my limited experience, pubs aren't the best place for parties for babies.
For babies, no. Yeah, anyway.
You should normally go to some kind of soft play area.
So, they've sang happy birthday, and then, guess who turns up? Who he's not been seen for ages.
Is it Dirty Den?
No.
He's dead.
What? He's dead.
Oh, is he?
It's neither is it Rolly the dog.
Ethel?
No. Phil, innit?
Oh, right.
Phil turns up. Okay. Now, he's not been seen for ages. The crucial moment where they're all singing happy birthday to baby Janet in a pub. Phil turns up, like, manic expression on his face, bloodshot eyes, half cut, blatantly. Listen to this. Now, can you guess what happened there?
No.
Right, okay. So Phil turns up a bit drunk, okay? And then does a dramatic comedy fall, which I've actually had tears in my eyes at. He does a comedy fall, face down into the cake.
National. Radio 1.
Radio 1.
After the Phil falling into the cake incident last night in the Vic, which
wow,
was amazing.
Oh, does that show it's back on a high?
I'm sorry, that is a cliffhanger. Also, why didn't the cake didn't kind of move, did it? It's very strange. It just stayed right there. And his face was in it for like 30 seconds.
What, but there was no dent or anything?
There was no kind of movement of the cake at all. Normally, if you put your face in a cake, there's something happens. Yeah. But no. I wonder who made that.
How many times have you put your face in a cake?
Quite a few times.
Alright.
Thanks for asking. Also, they had this kind of random thing last night, which was Dot on MSN. Now, as we know, grannies can't really text, can they?
No.
They could. I do not believe that grannies go on Instant Messenger. But then what happens is Dot, by mistake, turns the webcam on, and obviously it all comes back to her, what she's saying, and she thinks it's her budgie talking to her.
Now, I really must get on. Is that you? Bradley!
Oh, she gets very confused.
She thought that was her budgie.
Yeah. Is that you? She thought it was a budgie.
Oh, my Lord!
Did she fall into a cake as well in the end? Was that noise? What was that noise in the end?
I think that was her kind of rushing to turn off the MSN. Like she would have known how to log onto it in the first place. But I do like it at the moment.
Somebody's just sent a text saying the reason that the cake didn't move was because it had icing on it, you fool. What was the icing made of? Concrete?
Oh dear, there's been some more innuendo bingo on Radio 1. Last night, when Zane Lowe was talking to Jamie T, of all people.
If there's one artist that you would love to give it to, if it's not yourself, who would it be? If there's one artist that you would love to give it to, if it's not yourself, who would it be?
Now, you know, on Jamie at Home, which is full of innuendo bingo, as we've discovered in past weeks.
So we got the flowers done, we got my balls ready, and I'm going to make a lovely light batter.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was on again last night, Jamie at Home on Channel 4. I still think they're doing it on purpose.
If that skin's off, then I can get on with roasting that pork hard and fast, turn it, and it's genius.
Every week.
If that skin's off, then I can get on with roasting that pork hard and fast, turn it, and it's genius.
And another one.
Get your boy here, skin side down, and push. Turn it over, and you see what you get.
I dread to think.
Right, it's just gone 20 past six. Wednesday night on Radio 1. Once upon a time... What?
Lost it.
Get your boy here, skin side down, and push.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.